In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The COVID-19 metrics are on the CDC's COVID dashboard. Weekly data indicate hospital admissions are at a low level in every county in North Carolina and almost 100% of the counties in the U.S. from the week ending on June 24th. Fewer than 10 deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID-19 during the week ending on July 1st. Emergency room visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina from the week ending on July 1st. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties' wastewater data for the week ending on June 28th is on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. The number of viral gene copies in each water sample is at a red level, representing the highest level of five groups. The 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample is positive, the highest level of the three positive groups. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services wants everyone to know that COVID-19 can affect people differently. Some people have mild symptoms like a cold, and others have more severe symptoms like a bad case of the flu. Some effects can be long-lasting. Older adults and immunocompromised people are at a higher risk of developing severe illness and being hospitalized. The CDC recommends that people in these groups get an updated COVID-19 bivalent booster because it gives added protection. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. For extra protection, wear an effective medical-grade mask. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. If you test positive, your doctor may recommend medical treatment. More and more Americans have developed some immunity to COVID-19 from immunizations and previous infection. New variants continue to infect people, with the most at-risk groups more susceptible to severe illness.